call it to order.
Is the
player
on?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Your show, Ms. Romero.
I would like to call an order our September 21st meeting at 5:17.
All right.
Okay. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
all right.
Okay. Item B, adoption of the agenda. Anything, Mr. Romo?
No, I'm good.
I'm fine too. Anything?
Okay, so you gotta make a motion. One of you gotta make a motion.
I would like to make a motion to approve the adoption of the agenda.
I'll second that.
All right.
Aye.
2-0.
Aye.
All right. Call to the public? Nope. Nobody's answering.
No public? Well, we do have a public. Okay. Item 3A, approval of the minutes for the meeting of August 24th and the special board meeting of September 14th.
I have nothing.
Me neither.
Okay. August financials.
Yes, as we get into more of the school year, the expenses go up a little bit, payroll goes up a little bit, but the first two vouchers, 2204 and 2205, can you hear me or should I come on?
Mr. Olmos, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first one, 2204, that is the, we take 20,000 out for the co-op from St. David for the special ed services. That's down to 17,000. And on the second one of 2205, if we take the payment for health insurance out of that of 22,000, that comes down to 12,000. So they're all kind of running about what they should be running every year, every month. The larger payroll, number four, was because we had the retention stipend into that included in there. So does anybody have any questions?
No.
I don't.
And did you renew both vouchers and financial?
Well, the vouchers, they didn't
okay.
go along with them.
So. All right. Letter D under the consent agenda is to approve Bobby Zavala for emergency substitute coaching for cross country. He had to take the team. He also ran a couple of practices. And in order to have liability coverage for the school and for himself, we had to put him on a contract. So basically, he did 1/7 of the coaching contract for cross country, and he'll be paid that amount. And we need to approve him just so that we are covered for that liability. So, and he might ask if he could do it because he's been going and working out with the team and doing some things. So it worked out pretty well. But that was last, he took him last week, so I'm asking.
Even
for,
though he's not like our.
He's not our employee.
He's not our employee. Oh,
right,
okay.
That's
okay.
Why we didn't have any liability okay. unless he was driving his squad car and they wouldn't all fit in there. So.
Okay. You never know. Any questions, Mr. Ramos?
No.
All right.
Okay.
And then that last on the consent agenda. The Sourcewell membership does not cost us anything. It's like an intergovernmental agreement. It's just like when we run Mojave and there's another one that we have too, and I just can't think of it. But what they do is they go out and get all the bids.
State bid. And
the state bid, that's it. Mm-hmm. And they go out and get all the bids, and then we don't have to go out and get 3, 4, 5 bids if we want to buy something. We can just go to one of these sites that's already got all of the, they've already done all the digging and these are the best prices. and we can use that. So it's approved. So basically all we'll do is the same thing we do with Mojave, is just sign off, and it doesn't cost us anything. It actually just saves us a little bit of red tape when we're going through the process, if they happen to have something that we can use.
Who pays them? Sourcewell.
Sourcewell, they get a, from managing all of those companies, the companies,
okay.
I
like
think,
a commission?
Pay
them.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
an admin fee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, they don't do it for nothing.
Yeah, we do in the long run, but yeah.
Somewhere.
So if we don't use it, we don't pay anything. If we use it, then we pay a fee. So I shouldn't have said we don't pay anything. So.
Any questions, Mr. Arnold?
No.
Okay. So anybody want to make a motion to approve?
I would like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda items A through E.
I'll second that.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. All right, the action items. The first action item is approving three positions. Mr. Page for girls softball, Mr. Hernandez for boys basketball, and the only person that showed any interest at all in the yearbook advisory was Victor Valdez. So those three positions I would like to get approved by the board. For, oh, I thought that was 3-0. For this fall, actually for the school year, I should say.
On Mr. Valdez,
yes.
Did he have the students help him sometimes?
That's what we've, we tried to get. We do have some students that are doing pictures and things.
Okay.
Our hope was, honestly, that we were going to be able to offer a yearbook class and get some kids signed up, but with our new schedule and the way it was, I felt like Mrs. Morgan would probably want to shoot me if I would have added a few more things in there. So we have kids that are helping take pictures, but we don't necessarily have a yearbook class right now.
Any questions, Mr. Olmos?
No.
Okay. Who did the girls softball team last
year? Mr. Page.
Mr. Page?
Well, it was couple years ago, because we didn't do anything last year. So
yeah.
So Mr. Page has done softball and baseball since I've been here.
No.
Actually, I've never seen him coach a baseball game because he had two practices that one year and then it got canceled. So.
Okay.
Mr. Anybody? Almost, you want to make a motion?
Oh.
Yeah, sure. I'll make a motion to approve those three activity contracts.
Second the motion.
All right.
Aye.
Aye.
Carries 2-0. All right. The last action item. If you go back in your memory banks to our lighting project, the FSB board will not approve the lighting project until we jump through at least one more hoop, and that hoop is to get an electrical engineering assessment. We took out and we put out for bids. We made calls. I shouldn't say we. Ms. King made calls. The best price and the one that was actually recommended by one of the board members of FSB, because she said they're very good and we work with them a lot, was a company called GLHN. They also gave us the best price at $4,500, and they will come in, they will do the assessment, and then we have all the multiple bids for the project, and as long as those bids for the project meet what the assessment says, then FSB will approve the one that we already approved. If they come back and they say there's more wiring or different things that need to be done, then we'll have to go back to the bidders if they don't already have that included and give them a chance to fix their bid. So that's, but our hope is to get FSB to pay for that. The fallback is that we have put that in our ESSER II funding. So if we get FSB to pay for it, we have $34,000 more dollars to use for our school. If we don't get them to pay for it, we had already planned on spending the money out of that.
So the $4,500
is a separate fee, but FSB will pay for that.
We'll get reimbursed?
They'll give us back the $4,500, yes. It's kind of weird that they make you do that and then they give it back to you, but yeah. So.
Any questions, Mr. Olmos?
No.
Okay. I would like to make a motion to approve the electrical engineer assessment for GLHN.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Who's trying to call me?
Potential spam.
Okay. That's one I get a lot.
All right.
Is there anything either of you guys have that you would like to bring up before I go into my superintendent report?
Regarding the meeting?
Just real quick, I don't know if you got this email, Mr. Meckman, from the Arizona Auditor General about, it says, Dear Senator Bartow and Representative Osborne, we have recently issued a 30-month follow-up report of the Naco Elementary School District regarding the implementation status of the recommendations from the
fire department. Yeah, we've been meeting. Don and I have been meeting with them every 3 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've been meeting with them ever since I got here, I think.
And this was their final.
Yeah, this is their final meeting with us. So it sounded like everything was going to be okay, that we had corrected everything, but.
Okay.
Yeah. So the good news is when you get those emails from the Auditor General, we're not in one of those where they're looking at fraud and everything else. There have been a bunch of those coming out too, so hallelujah for that. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. I just have two things for you. One, we did get information, and the mower is going to be between $400 and $500 to fix. And they've got, not only did they rebuild it and put seals in it, but they also straightened everything. It was bent underneath the mower from too many big rocks. Don't know where we find rocks around here doing those big fields. But anyway, so they've got that all done, and it's going to be under $500 to go pick it up. So sometime this week we'll do that. We'll then have two mowers, we'll have a backup, and we should be able to hammer out the mowing pretty quickly. So we just need to make sure we avoid the rocks, and we'll take the old one through the tougher areas and keep the new one out on the field. And then we have a student organization that Ms. Thomas has been working with me for about 2 months on. She would like to start a, we don't know what we'll call it yet. It'll be something like Pay It Forward. But it's a student-driven organization to help enhance the community in school. And so she wants to get the kids involved in, you know, might be some helping around. Like in other schools I've been at, we went out and cleaned yards and things, helped elderly people. My only concern here is there, you know, weren't rattlesnakes in Minnesota and South Dakota, so I don't know how that'll go, but we'll look at a bunch of different projects to try to do some things for the school. They want to be able to have some dances and things like that for the kids. And she polled, I think there were about 60 kids in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade that wanted to do this, so we should have a pretty solid number of kids that are interested. So I'll bring that to you next time with a little more solid information. But, you know, I told her to look at 3 or 4 projects this year because she had like 20, and I just said that's just too much to start with. So we'll see when we complete those 3 or 4 where we're at. But we'll bring that in next time to look at and approve that program. We are also going to be starting the after-school program on the week of October 11th, and Ms. Mott is helping to run that program, and we're actually going to be meeting with the staff. Is it this Is it this Friday or next Friday morning? No, not this Friday. It's next Friday. And then we'll be getting kids, got a form to send home to the families to get the kids signed up. And then our goal is that the kids that sign up come every day. And then parents know where they are, but then we know who's coming. So we can have enough snacks, we can have all that stuff, because we, you know, hopefully we'll be able to run that snack program through the cafeteria and then get reimbursed for it. So that's our hope with that. So, but other than that, you know, we just have been trying to get a lot of things done with FSB. Mr. Romero and I both got to go to the law conference. Always probably the best conference there is. There's so much information. Mm-hmm. You know, I got some good tips on a few things. One thing dealing with our SRO and a bunch of other stuff. So it was very helpful for me. You want to say anything about that report? In my report, I mean?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it was, like you said, it was a lot of good information. So I'm pretty sure as it comes up, things like that, I mean,
if we can get, the nice thing is, yeah, if we can get, you know, board members to go to some of these things, I think they're very helpful to understand a lot of different things. And then last weekend I went to the Rural Schools Convention, which was good because you got to get a lot about rural schools out in the sticks away, and the struggles of a lot of schools. I also got to talk with a lot of contractors because we're going to start working on getting our roof replaced on the elementary. If we start now, hopefully we'll have it approved by March or April, and then we could do it over the summer. We'll also be putting together an RFP for putting out for new auditors or to a new auditor license, because it'll be the third year. And so I got to meet a auditing company up there that has an office in Tucson. So we did not get a bid from them last time. And I talked to a superintendent who has someone else who does their audits who they really think is good. So a couple more people maybe we can get for bids. Other than that, it's just been hectic. This would be a good word, I guess. We have conferences this week, Thursday from 12:30 to 7, and Friday from 8 to 1. So, other than that, I'll answer any questions if any. Mr. Olmos, anything?
No.
Ms. Romero?
No.
Okay. Donna, did I forget anything?
No, I think we got everything. Okay.
All right. So I think we're good.
Next meeting,
October 12th. We have to go on the 12th because the AFR is due the 15th. The only thing would be is if we couldn't do it that week, we'd have to do it the week before and give approval to do all the business stuff and have a special meeting to approve that stuff later.
I don't know if I'll be ready.
Oh, you okay.
Is there any way we can move it to the 14th, 13th, or 14th?
It wouldn't. Let's see. Hold it. I better not lie. I got to look at my calendar. I have to go. I get to go to my in-laws. And I believe it's the 14th I get to go. Let me check. I would hate to ruin that trip. We get along very well when they're there and I'm here. Let me look.
The only reason is because that's Alonzo's birthday and she wants dinner.
Oh, sure, she does.
That's Alondra.
I fly out Thursday morning at 7. So, I mean, if we had a...
It's fine. It's okay. We can do the 12th. I'll just...
Shouldn't be. Well, we have policies though too. We have the policies though.
Oh, true.
What I'll do is I'll go through those policies with a fine tooth comb and I'll send stuff anything that I've got, I'll send it ahead of time, and then if anybody has questions, they can get it to me so we can expedite that part of it. All right. You couldn't go earlier than 5:15.
No, because of work. But that's fine. We'll just either do something before or the weekend before or the weekend after. No worries.
Okay.
But yeah, that's fine.
Because there's still school that week and Monday.
When is
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Fall break.
We're not having
no fall break this year?
Well, we get Thanksgiving. Monday.
Well, yeah.
And then we get Veterans Day and the day after.
Yeah, because we don't, at the county, we don't get the 12th either. They moved it for Black Friday. Well, not, yeah. 10 weeks. That's what they said. So. Okay. So October 12th is almost, sounds okay?
Yeah.
Are you know, you're not going to be back yet for that one, are you?
No, I'm going to be back for the next one.
Okay.
November 1.
We'll schedule it so you're back.
What's that?
We'll make sure you're back. We'll find out your return flight, and we'll schedule it after you get back.
Okay.
All right. I'll buy cookies again. Brees has been on a sugar low lately. Ever since the school board meetings. Creme brulee.
That creme brulee was killed me.
All right.
Okay.
You ready to...
Anything else?
Call the meeting.
Nope.
Adjourn the meeting.
Okay, I would like to adjourn this meeting at 5:38.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Have a good evening, you guys. Go to bed, Mr. Almos. It's got to be late there.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay.